It's Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show.
If you don't love it, leave it.
Afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan.
A little bouncer slowly toward Bryant. He will glove it and throw to Rizzo. It's in time. And the Chicago Cubs win the World Series.
At 102.3 FM.
Cyclones won't foul. Cousins just dribbles out the clock. And Iowa State has knocked off the number one team in the country, Oklahoma.
On the 1650 The Fan app.
For Oak Benesh, a three. Good!
You can't be serious with that shot.
And streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
This is what's great about sports. This is what the greatest thing about sports is. You play to win the game. Hello? You play to win the game.
And now, here's your host.
I know I'm smarter than that son of a bitch.
Colbert.
Good afternoon, everybody. Welcome in. Tuesday edition of the show underway. I am your host, Colbert, inside the Shirley Street studio. And yes, it is air conditioned. Some spring. I know I griped about it yesterday, but just right from like 40, 50 degrees wind, rain to, hey, it's 85. And the dew point's going to be like 71 tomorrow or Thursday. Gotta love our wonderful state of Iowa. I guess it's better than the white stuff. All right, yeah. Moving on. Welcome in. Thanks for being here. However you are tuned in, whether it's on 1650 AM, 102.3 FM, on our mobile app, on your smart speaker, or streaming online at 1650thefan.com. Appreciate your attendance very much, and would also appreciate it if you follow us on Twitter at 1650KCNZ. I'm on Twitter at RealColeBear, and if you're not on the tweet machine and or if you're on Facebook, give us a like over there. Type in 102.3 1650 The Fan. You'll see the page. Hammer the like button, and you'll be all set there on the Zuckerberg machine. Check out the website. It's all new, 1650thefan.com. Bookmark it. Make it a regular stop for yourself on the World Wide Web. It's where you get the podcast of this show, along with all sorts of great local and statewide sports content. So make sure, as I said, to bookmark it and visit on a regular basis. Number to dial if you want to join in with any questions or comments today, 319-277-1918, 319-277-1918, or you can dial 800-913-9479. You could also email the show any questions or comments, or perhaps there's someone or something you'd like to hear talked about or talked to on a future show. By all means, fire away. Email address is cole@1650thefan.com. Coming up on the show in just a few short moments, area sports news and scores. Plenty to get to, like always. After we're done there, we take timeout number one. Get you a CBS Sports Flash, a VSiN action update from Brent Musburger and the guys in Las Vegas, as well as forecast for the rest of this Tuesday, looking into Wednesday and Thursday. We'll come back after that first timeout. We're going to continue our Metro baseball and softball season previews. We spoke with Waterloo West baseball coach Nate Lamphere yesterday on the show. If you missed it, you can check it out at the aforementioned website. Today, Waterloo East baseball coach Eric Jesse will join the show in the next segment, and just polar opposite to Waterloo West, where the Wahawks graduated 13 seniors last year. If my math serves me right, the Trojans only had a couple seniors on last year's team that graduated, and they bring back a lot of experience, as you might imagine, as a result of that. So going to be interesting to see what Coach Jesse has to tell us about his Waterloo East Trojans. And can't wait to find out what he's expecting from his team and what their goals are for this 2022 baseball season that begins next week. They play their season opener on Monday at Iowa City West. So a Mississippi Valley Conference test right out of the box for the Trojans, and we'll talk about all of it next on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. After we're done in the second segment talking Waterloo East baseball, we'll take the time out near the bottom of the hour. That's when you get Radio Iowa Sports from Todd Kim. We'll come back from that break and had an opportunity earlier today to chat on the phone with UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs and All-Missouri Valley Conference catcher Emmy Wells. Have you seen the season that Emmy Wells put up for the Panthers this year as a catcher? You know, so many times catchers not associated with offense, right? Due to the beating that their bodies take by nature of playing that position. Emmy Wells says, nah, not so fast, my friend. 19 home runs to lead the Panthers this year for Emmy Wells, and a on-base percentage near 450, an OPS well over 1,000, around 320 with the batting average. Meanwhile, she is doing more than simply handling a UNI pitching staff led by Kalen Packard and Sammy Heyer. So spoke with her. We'll hear a little bit from Emmy Wells, the uber-talented UNI Panther catcher, as well as Coach Ryan Jacobs, because the Panthers, just like many other softball teams across the country, have their respective conference tournaments this weekend. And by nature of being the top seed, the regular season champions, the Panthers will begin. They only need two wins this weekend at the MVC tournament to win that championship. The one and the two seed start in the semifinals. There is a first round, then a quarterfinal round, a semifinal round, and a championship round, as you might imagine. And Panthers will play the winner of, gosh, I'll have to pull that back up here because there's a lot of scenarios that could lead to different opponents. But Panthers are in the catbird seat, and they need two. They also need, from what little I understand from talking with Coach Jacobs, an at-large bid is by no means a sure thing, not out of the question, but like I said, not a sure thing. So they need to take care of business this weekend so they can get the automatic bid to an NCAA regional, get back to the NCAAs like they were a year ago when they had that very talented team with many of these same players on it, but led by a couple of outstanding seniors last year in Sammy Bunch, an All-American, and Adara Opiola. So we'll hear from Coach Jacobs and catcher Emmy Wells in the third segment of today's show. If time permits, we might be able to get to a little bit of additional softball audio, so keep that in mind. Third segment, a lot of softball talk. After we talk baseball in the next segment, as I mentioned, with Eric Jesse, Waterloo East baseball coach. After we're done in that third segment, hearing from Coach Jacobs and Emmy Wells, we'll take the final timeout, get you an NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, and come back and wrap up the show. That is the plan. You know, I was reading, I didn't get all the way through it, so maybe I shouldn't even bring it up, but I pushed this out on our Twitter and Facebook today, just another reason among many why you should follow us at 1650KCNZ and like the Facebook page. This from CBS Sports and Dennis Dodd. It was 6 hours ago that this went up online, and the title reads, "Boosters, Collectives, in NCAA Crosshairs, but Will New NIL Policy Be Able to Navigate Choppy Waters?" So what they're, long story short, what I'm gathering here is they're trying to, you know, categorize, probably the more important word, who and what can negotiate these NIL deals. Because really what's happening, as far as I see it, and I know there's going to be some people out there that probably go, Cole, we know you graduated from UNI and you're salty because they're not a power conference team and they don't have the resources to do this. No, that's not the case. But if you want to think that, fine, good for you. But these collectives where boosters are just throwing money in essentially a monopoly community chess or free parking, whatever the hell you want to call it, to make the analogy, that is not what the NCAA had in mind. Now, I get it. The NCAA has plenty of head-up you-know-what disease going on, right? And the thing is, too, like I read far enough in the story where they said that the NCAA's enforcement staff is currently down to 20 bodies. How ridiculous is that? And that just makes me think, like, how much money is Mark Emmert making, right? The president of the NCAA. Does he need to make that much money? Rhetorical question. No, he doesn't. So maybe you take a pay cut, Mark Emmert. Stop flying on PJs all over the country, going to God knows what conference, and expand your staff a little bit so you can enforce the rules that need to be enforced and pull back on the rules that are outdated and archaic, which has happened to a degree, but they're trying to put this genie back in the bottle, right? Or at least to a degree. How the hell are you going to do this when you got 20 people on your enforcement staff? There's a lot I'd like to say, but it's asinine. You know that there's the well-to-dos that wear the four-digit suits to work every day at the NCAA, and they feel great about themselves, and they drive their Maseratis. But the people who are the blue-collar people, well, we only got 20 of them. And it says it's due to a variety of reasons. Well, I'll give you one. Mark Emmert makes too much damn money for whatever the hell it is he does. And, you know, now he wants, I don't know, does he want like a Coach K retirement tour? Because he said he's going to retire, but after one more year. So they're trying to say, hey, you're a booster. You're not a business negotiating with an athlete, or you're a collective of boosters. That's not what NIL is. You can't do it, which is fine by me. I think it's great. I think it's a great idea that they are making these distinctions because there is straight up pay for play going on. But how in the hell are they going to enforce it? When it was below board, now it's above board. Now they're trying to put it back below board. And we know how it went when it was below board. It was happening. It just wasn't out in the open. So are they just trying to put parts of this back below board so this doesn't have to be an endless conversation, right? That has been happening for a number of months now for all of us college athletics fans. Pretty interesting stuff. Go to the Twitter at 1650KCNZ. You can find it there or on our Facebook page. And shoot me an email or give me a call if you have any thoughts on what you read there from our partners at CBS Sports. All right, let's dive right in here, get my blood pressure back down a little bit. Area sports news and scores for a Tuesday. Yesterday in girls golf in the Metro, the Mississippi Valley Conference divisional meets took place. In the Mississippi Divisional, held at Pleasant Valley Golf Course in Iowa City, Western Dubuque won the meet with a 361. Cedar Falls came in second with a 372. In the Valley Divisional meet held at the Dubuque Golf and Country Club, Dubuque Hempstead took first with a 363. Waterloo West finished third. And Grundy Center won the North Iowa Cedar League tournament held at Irv Warren in Waterloo. The Spartans shot a 381. Sumner Fredericksburg was second. Waterloo Columbus finished third. Sumner Fredericksburg's Chloe Bolte was the medalist with a 78. Yesterday in boys soccer in the Metro, Cedar Falls shut out Cedar Rapids Washington 4-0. And yesterday in girls soccer, Cedar Falls rolled past Cedar Rapids Washington 8-0. Today in high school sports in the Metro in boys soccer, Waterloo West is at Cedar Rapids Jefferson. Waterloo East takes on Cedar Rapids Kennedy at Coe College. And Columbus plays at Gladbrook Rhinebeck. In girls soccer, Waterloo United is hosting Cedar Rapids Kennedy at the Cedar Valley Soccer Complex. And Columbus plays at Waverly Shell Rock. The UNI volleyball team is preparing for a two-week trip to Europe. The Panthers will visit Croatia, Bosnia-Herzegovina, and Montenegro. The Panthers will play six matches during the three-nation trip, with the first taking place in Croatia on May 17th. UNI's international trip is the program's first since visiting Nicaragua in May 2017. The Panther volleyball team was originally slated to travel to Europe last spring, but it was postponed due to COVID-19 protocols. University of Minnesota Duluth has hired Mark Sonnen as an assistant men's basketball coach. Sonnen was a graduate assistant and video coordinator at UNI over the past three seasons. He played 4 years for the Panthers and Ben Jacobson and was a freshman on the UNI team that reached the Sweet 16 in the NCAA tournament in 2010. He's top 10 at UNI in games played, three-pointers made in a season, three-pointers in a career, 3-point percentage in a season and 3-point percentage in a career. Best of luck to Mark Sonnen. Wartburg now knows where they're headed in the NCAA Division III softball tournament. In case you missed it, had this yesterday, the Knights will travel to St. Joseph's, Minnesota for the first round of the tournament this Friday through Sunday. Wartburg won the American Rivers Conference tournament to get the automatic qualifier and face Illinois Wesleyan in the opening round Friday at 2. The other two schools in the double elimination regional are host St. Benedict and Nebraska Wesleyan. Wartburg is making their 10th appearance in the NCAA national tournament, first since 2019. And as you might imagine, Wartburg swept this week's American Rivers Conference softball honors. Lauren Freericks was named the position player of the week, and Ashley Nelson earned pitcher of the week honors. Both played big roles over three games as the Knights won the ARC tournament. Freericks batted 556 with a home run triple and knocked in four. Nelson started all three games, allowing just three runs and 16 and a third innings of work. She recorded two complete games, including one shutout. All right, let's take this time out. CBS Sports Flash, VSiN action update, and a forecast all coming your way. On the other side, we're talking Waterloo East baseball. We'll get a preview of the 2022 Trojans from head coach Eric Jesse. That's next, right here on The Fan.
Sports Flash.
Well, Tom Brady gave the Patriots a hometown discount. He is going to be recovering that money that he left behind, though, in his post-career, as he was announced as the new top analyst for Fox Sports when he's done playing. Reports indicate he gets a 10-year deal worth $37.5 million annually to serve as not only an analyst, but also as an ambassador for the network. The Suns were easily the NBA's best team in the regular season with Monty Williams winning Coach of the Year. The playoffs, though, have been a little different as they've struggled more than expected in the first round. And after winning the first two games of this round, they return home to host the Mavericks, tied at 2, dropping back-to-back games in Dallas. Devin Booker said they're not going to panic, though.
Every time somebody overreacts, I say it's a series. It's a series. It's the playoffs for a reason. The best teams in the NBA are here, and nobody wants to lose. So just coming out with the right mentality. I mean, if we're worried about the last couple games the whole time, I think we're at a disadvantage.
The night starts with the Sixers and Heat in Miami. That series is even at 2 as well. Doubleheader action today in Oakland. The Tigers and A's right now, I should say, in Detroit. The Tigers taking game 1, 6-0. They're scoreless in the bottom of the third of game 2. I'm Rich Ackerman.
This is Zach Gelb. Hot topics, great guests, and you on the phone to talk sports. Weekdays, 6 p.m. Eastern, 3 p.m. Pacific on CBS Sports Radio.
CBS Sports Radio.
Listen to Cubs Padres tonight on The Fan. Pre-game coverage begins at 8:05.
We hear it everywhere. It's hard to get a new product in almost every industry. I'm Chris Fink with Tubbs R Us, and I have some great news. We have new QCA spas in a variety of colors and styles in stock right now. At Tubbs R Us, you'll get free delivery, plus the lid, lifter, and chemicals you need to enjoy your spa. Stop in today, and you could be relaxing in your new QCA spa right away. We're Tubbs R Us on the corner of Ainsboro and Falls Avenue in Waterloo.
It's time for Unfolding Futures. Here's Akwienji.
At Waterloo Schools, our graduates are workforce ready and college ready. Thanks to our unique approach to helping students identify early on what their strengths, interests, and passions are, we're committed to ensuring our Waterloo School students graduate with a diploma and a plan. We'd like to take this opportunity to congratulate several of our graduates. East High's Alonzia Quinn for being named KWWL's Best of Class, recognized by Des Moines Register's Academic All-State, and for the Governor's Scholar Award. Also at East is Nathan Sothard for the Governor's Scholar Award. And then at West, we've got Jordan Walkin named KWWL's Best of Class, as well as receiving the Governor's Scholar Award, and Jade Domitab, recognized by Des Moines Register's Academic All-State. Congratulations to these outstanding seniors. At Waterloo Schools, we're growing champions from kindergarten to college and beyond. Visit us online at waterlooschools.org.
This is Brent Musburger's VSiN Action Update on 1650 The Fan.
Heads up, sports bettors. Right now you can try VSiN All Access free for 30 days with no credit card required. Visit VSiN.com/freemonth to sign up now. Here are the latest lines from my guys in the desert.
NBA, a couple of Game 5s tonight in the semifinals. In the East, the Sixers a three-point underdog at the Heat, the over-under 209.5. And in the West, the Mavericks plus 6 at the Suns, 213 the set total. NHL Game 5s tonight in the East first round. Hurricanes a minus 130 favorite at home against the Bruins, and the Maple Leafs minus 120 at home against the Lightning. In the West, Minnesota minus 140 hosting the Blues, and Edmonton minus 210 at home against the Kings. Baseball, the Cubs plus 120 moneyline underdogs at the Padres tonight. The over-under set at 7.5. Wade Miley set to get the start for Chicago against Mike Clevenger. White Sox minus 180 at home against the Guardians, 7.5 total.
I'm Trey Westerberg, 1650 The Fan.
I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford with your weatherology forecast. Lows dip down to about 63 tonight under partly cloudy skies with a slight chance for scattered storms. Winds out of the northeast, 5 to 10 miles an hour. A blend of clouds and sun tomorrow. Slight chance for scattered thunderstorms. Highs level off around 88. Chance for scattered storms again. Tomorrow night, lows dip down to about 69. Partly cloudy skies. With your weatherology Cedar Valley forecast, I'm meteorologist Megan Mulford. Right now, it's 85.
Welcome back to Cole & Company with Colbert. Afternoons 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan at 102.3 FM and on the 1650 The Fan app and streaming online at 1650thefan.com.
A lot of ways to listen to the show, however you do it. Thank you so much for being here. Well, we started yesterday previewing our metro area softball and baseball teams with Waterloo West coach Nate Lamphere of the Wahawk baseball team. And we stick with baseball today as Waterloo East coach Eric Jesse joins the show. Eric, welcome back to the show. It's great that baseball season is upon us. How you doing?
Doing great, Cole. Really appreciate you having me on. How are you doing?
I'm doing outstanding. I'm a baseball guy. I love the warm weather. I could have done with maybe some actual spring weather, but hey, beggars can't be choosers, which makes me think, man, like given all this crazy weather we've had and practices just starting over a week ago, have you been able to get, you know, the work in that you'd hoped so far with your team? And if so, what have you seen? What's stuck out about your ball club?
Yeah. You know, it's with the Iowa High School, you know, Association also cutting a week down in our practice schedule before game time. That also has kind of changed things a little bit too. We've had to really hurry up and do some things that last year we maybe started in week three that this year we're trying to really learn on the fly. But so far it's gone awesome. You know, we're about a week and a half in. I've seen a lot of great things from our team. You know, this is arguably and for sure my most talented team I've had in my 3 years. Our depth this year should be awesome. I think we're really going to excel at defense and pitching. Our pitching staff is really deep this year, and we had an inter-squad scrimmage on Saturday, and we really hit the ball well, and that's really our key this year, I would say, is stringing those base hits together and, you know, being smart on the base pass, not making outs on the base pass, and just getting them around and scoring a lot of runs.
You know, and talking about how the Iowa High School Athletic Association chopped a week of practice off before games get going, what can you tell us, Coach Jesse, about your ability to get the guys together in the off season? Whether it's, you know, those guys doing some stuff on their own that maybe you encourage when you can, or, you know, the more organized things and what you thought you got out of your guys from those off season programs.
Yeah, the one plus, I guess, of that is they allowed us as coaches to work with pitchers and catchers starting January 1, which obviously that's something we hadn't been able to do in the past as much. And that's something I think that's really helped our development as a pitching staff. You know, we were throwing pretty hard starting in February, and I've made huge jumps. And, you know, obviously hitting-wise, we can't do a ton with them as coaches. So we had some of our senior guys and longtime players, Justin Thomas, Jr., Caleb Spooner, Sr., that kind of have been leading. They were leading the charge, I guess, with hitting and getting swings in. So we always have those guys that are willing to step up and take an extra, you know, responsibility. That's something that you always love as a coach.
Waterloo East baseball coach Eric Jesse, our guest right now on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. And You only lost a couple seniors. You kind of hinted at it already, Coach. A lot coming back. So what can you tell us in terms of competition? You know, some might think on paper it looks like, well, you got a bunch of guys coming back. They probably got a good idea where they're playing. But, you know, development happens throughout the offseason. You get a chance to kind of take a step back and look at everything from last year and tweak and adjust. So what can you tell us about how you might be moving things around a little bit and trying to get the most out of your team that, like I mentioned, brings so many guys back?
Yeah, for sure. You know, we lost one senior starter. You know, we had a couple of seniors that contributed in different ways. But one senior starter we lost. And then we also had some guys that we brought up towards the end of the year last year that were underclassmen that contributed a lot. So I feel like we were returning 9-10 starters. So it's just been a process. You know, we've something that we've been talking about a lot here is buying into your role. You know, some days you might not play well the first game. You might be right back into the second game. You know, you might just have to go with the hot hand or hot bat there, depending on matchups and where we're at in the season. So it's really just buying into our role as a team and understanding, you know, hey, this team is a lot bigger than I am. You know, it's going to be here long after I'm gone, and just continuing to compete and do things the right way. Our expectations, that's something we've really had to kind of talk about these first 2 weeks so far, is, you know, our expectations this year are actually pretty high. So that's something we're kind of been of adjustment, is having to deal with those expectations, you know, compared to, you know, just being happy to be in a couple games or, you know, win a few games. So that's something I've loved, seeing some of these kids grow into that competitive mindset and just understanding that we have the talent here at Waterloo East to compete with anybody that's on our schedule. So I'm really excited, getting a little fired up, Cole, so sorry, but excited for the year. So
no, and that just makes me think, you know, in my conversation with Coach Lamphier yesterday, they have like 13 seniors that graduated off their team last year, and they're going to have a lot of juniors and sophomores like you're going to have on your team. And he talked about how important the weight room was in the offseason, that, you know, his guys, they've got good baseball skills, trusted that those would develop over the season. He's seeing it in practices. What can you say about strength training and how that's played a role in seeing your team reach its potential?
Yeah, for sure. You know, that's something that we really, at the end of the season last year, we had a player-coach meeting, individual sit-down meetings. That's something we stressed to everybody. And I've seen a lot of growth from a lot of our guys in that area. You know, a lot of them were eighth, freshman, sophomore, so they naturally matured a little bit. But while your body matures, getting in the weight room just helps so much. You know, I saw, you know, Ty Shellhorn, he's a great example. If you saw a picture from last year compared to this year, he's really added a lot to his frame. You know, those low, lazy fly balls that maybe he hit last year might get up over someone's head this year. So it just makes us a better baseball player. Obviously, you know, I listened to Coach Lamphier yesterday, and, you know, it's not like we're middle linebackers, D1 level, but strength training makes a huge difference, you know, on the mound, at the plate, you know, base running. It's just the little things like that that sets us apart, you know.
You still got to run those foul poles too, don't you?
Oh, yeah, they love it. They I have this one that we call leadoff that they're always begging me to not do. So I guess I'm doing something right if that's the case, right?
Yeah, no doubt about it. When it comes to, you know, the leaders of this team, and you may have mentioned a couple of them already, there's certainly guys that, you know, just lead by example. They produce at a high level on the field, and guys want to follow them. But when you need an upperclassman to perhaps speak up or put their arm around somebody, who are you going to be looking at this year?
Yeah, there's no doubt that JT, Justin Thomas, is our vocal leader. He's really stepped it up this year. I think he's due for a big year. He's really shown the maturity of the last year. You know, last year he was a sophomore, and this year he's a junior, upperclassman finally. So I think he's kind of understanding, you know, he's only got this year and next year two seasons left of high school baseball. So he's really taking advantage of those, and I'm excited. You know, and this being my third year now, and I've had a lot of these guys for 3 years now, since they've all been playing for at the varsity level for those 3 years, it's awesome because they understand kind of my expectations and everything I want to do. So I feel like I haven't done as much, I guess, policing, if that makes sense, in the practices, and they speak up before I do, which is awesome, and I'm loving all that. So it's a little weird, though. I feel like sometimes I'm too quiet. So,
well, circling back, because of, you know, you mentioned Justin, circling back to the pitching that you expect to be deep, Caleb Spooner. I know you got a younger guy in Maddox Harn that had some innings last year. And I'm certain those guys, they all want to see their numbers improve, because not because they want it necessarily individually, because it'll mean more wins, more success for the team. And it sure seems like you've got the arms, you've got the bodies, the brains too. What's it going to take for those guys to just be that much better this season on the mound?
Yeah, I think the biggest thing for us is just being mentally tough. You know, baseball, I mean, you know, Cole, baseball is a tough sport. Mm-hmm. You know, you could be facing, you know, an Iowa commit, especially in our conference, an Iowa commit one day, and then facing another really good player right next to him in the lineup. So it's just having a tough mindset where, you know, you maybe give up a double down the line. You maybe give up a home run. Just having the ability to move past that and understand that baseball is a game of one pitch at a time, that just makes a huge difference. You know, if I'm give up a bomb and I'm still dwelling on that to the next two or three hitters, you know, I might walk the bases loaded. So it's just having the ability to move past that, and obviously just being able to throw strikes, you know.
Yeah.
If you fill up the zone, and our goal as a team is always to win the walk battle every game. You know, we walk more than what we walk the other opposing team. Mm-hmm. If we are able to do that, you're gonna be in more games than you're not, and you're gonna win more games than you're not, in my opinion.
Yeah, it's no different than shooting more free throws than the other team in a game of basketball.
Yep, 100%.
Ultimately, it seems like pitching and defense, you see that at the forefront of this team. What could you maybe add to that in terms of when you see the blueprint of how your Trojans baseball team will have success and win their games this summer?
Yeah, and it just, you know, comes down to timely hitting. You know, our I feel like our approach has been really good the last 2 years. You know, our on-base has been fairly decent. So that's just something, timely hitting, you know. I mean, if you got guys on at all times but you can't drive them home, then you got nothing to show for it. So just having the ability to, you know, just put the ball in play and find those barrels. Because if you find those barrels, you're going to hit it hard. And usually, especially at the high school level, if you're hitting balls hard, mm-hmm. they're going to find hopefully a gap, or, you know, it might get booted. So just having the ability to have confidence and hit the ball hard somewhere.
You guys got a scrimmage at Dyke tonight? Did I see that right?
Yes, we do. Yep, I'm really excited. My former assistant the last 2 years is the head man, Jordan Martin. So we're excited for this. Dyke's obviously, you know, been a great baseball program for a long time. So it should be a good test where we're at right now.
And then you get things going for real on Monday at Iowa City West.
Yep, definitely another good challenge right away. You know, there's no nights off in the MVC.
No, not at all. And then just to wrap up, Coach Jesse, when you spoke earlier about how the expectations are raised this year, what would you add to that? What would you tell us about what the message has been to your team about those expectations?
Yeah, and it starts with disbelief, you know. That our poster this year, the theme, I guess, is believe. You know, just believing in what we're trying to build here as a culture, believing in each other. You know, I always stress the guys, you know, I can look in JT's eyes, I can look in Spoon's eyes, I can look in Maddox Harn's eyes and know that they're giving me everything they got. You know, just being the ultimate teammate and having fun. You know, baseball is a fun sport, and just enjoying the process. You know, we've done some improving the last 2 years, and I think we're due for a really big jump just because we've done things the right way for the last 2 years. And that's, like I just told them this, actually, leaving for the scrimmage. But if you do things the right way, you're gonna be luckier sometimes than not. You know, if you come in and kind of not give your full half swings when you come in, if you come in and give your butt, bust your butt the whole time, you know, those little loopers might drop for you. Just got to do things the right way.
No doubt, Coach.
I was going to say something else than half, but I couldn't think of a good PG-13 word for it.
it's okay. I've been known to let a not-so-FCC-approved word slip from time to time on this show.
Love it.
Coach, thanks so much. It's great to catch up with you and learn about your team. Best of luck, best of health to your guys. And we'll be sure to catch up, hopefully, after you've racked up a handful of W's this season.
Sounds great, Cole. Really appreciate everything you do for high school athletics and high school baseball. Keep up the great work, and talk soon.
Thanks, Eric. Pleasure's all mine. Take care. Bye.
Yep, you too. Bye.
Eric Jesse, Waterloo East baseball coach, kind enough to join us on a Tuesday edition of Cole & Company. And, yeah, as Coach Jesse pointed out there, you know, 3 years there at East, he's been around these guys that have grown up in the program. And I think this is a part where, you know, the Waterloo East community, you know, that baseball community over there, it's show up, support the program. I feel like he is by no means misplaced in saying the expectations now are to compete night in and night out in what's just an absolutely stacked baseball conference, the Mississippi Valley. So be interesting to see how things go for the Trojans this year, and appreciate very much Coach Jesse's time joining today's show. All right, we're going to go from talking baseball to softball. It's that time of year, folks. We're going to take this next time out. Radio Iowa Sports with Todd Kim coming up. On the other side, had an opportunity to catch up with UNI softball coach Ryan Jacobs. Panthers are the top seed, headed to the Missouri Valley Conference tournament this weekend. And also their all-MVC catcher, Emmy Wells, who hit 19 home runs this year and was also outstanding behind the plate. We'll hear audio from both next on this Tuesday edition of Cole & Company right here on The Fan.
This is Sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim. Iowa forward Chris Murray has received an invitation to next week's NBA Draft Combine in Chicago. This past season as a sophomore, Murray averaged over 9.5 points and more than 4 rebounds. He also shot 48% from the field. His twin brother Keegan has also received an invitation to compete at the Draft Combine. Baseball, the Cedar Rapids Colonels look to continue a hot start as they open a Midwest League series tonight in Peoria. The Colonels sit at the top of the West Division with a record of 19-8. Manager Brian Dinkelman.
Pitching staff has kept us in a lot of these games, give us a chance to win, and then we've had some big hits from some guys. You know, Encarnacion and Prado have been swinging the bat well at the top of the lineup for us.
Also in the Midwest League, the Quad Cities are at home to open a series against Wisconsin. In the International League, the Iowa Cubs open a 6-game set at home against Omaha. The iCubs are 14-15 on the season. That's sports on Radio Iowa. I'm Todd Kim.
Why? Just think about it. Why is the number one selling brand of chainsaws not sold at Lowe's or the Home Depot? We can give you over 10,000 reasons. That's how many authorized local steel dealers you can find across the country. Visit one and you'll find a range of dependable gas and battery-powered tools, from trimmers to blowers. And you'll find service from experienced professionals. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. Lowe's and Home Depot are trademarks of their respective companies.
Just 3 words tell you everything you need to know. They tell you why we employ more than 2,000 workers at our factory in Virginia Beach, and why over 10,000 local steel dealers are putting battery power in the hands of Americans. Just 3 words. Made in America. Real steel. Find yours at steelusa.com. The majority of steel products sold in America are made in America of U.S. and foreign materials. Batteries and chargers are sourced internationally.
Finding great candidates to hire can be like, well, trying to find a needle in a haystack. Sure, you can post your job to some job board, but then all you can do is hope the right person comes along, which is why you should try ZipRecruiter for free at ZipRecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter doesn't depend on candidates finding you. Its powerful technology identifies people with the right experience and actively invites them to apply to your job. You get qualified candidates fast. So while other companies might deliver a lot of hay, ZipRecruiter finds you what you're looking for. The needle in the haystack.
4 out of 5 employers who post a job on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate through the site within the first day. ZipRecruiter, the smartest way to hire. And right now you can try ZipRecruiter for free. That's right, free. Just go to this exclusive web address, ziprecruiter.com/free. That's ziprecruiter.com/free. ZipRecruiter.com/free.
Hi there, Troy with Action Garage Builders. Whether you're looking to build that new garage you've never had or replace that old existing garage, call Action Garage Builders. We can tear down existing garages, install new concrete, and build your new garage utilizing maintenance-free siding, vinyl windows, insulated steel doors, and more. Give us a call at 232-1477. That's 319-232-1477. If you need a garage, you need Action.
There's nothing like hearing the songs you love on local radio, with no subscriptions and no monthly fees. But there's a new bill in Congress that could stop the music. If passed, this bill would tax your local radio station simply to play the music you love. Text LOCAL to 52886 and ask Congress to support local radio stations. Help us keep you connected to the music, local news, weather, and traffic that you need each day. This message furnished by the National Association of Broadcasters.
Cole and Company on 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back. Tuesday edition of the show continues. We were talking baseball in the last segment with Waterloo East baseball coach Eric Jesse, and we go to the softball diamond now, where the UNI Panthers, the Missouri Valley Conference regular season champions, will therefore enter this weekend's MVC tournament as the top seed, which means, by way of how they set that tournament up, they will begin in the semifinals, and two wins stand between the Panthers and an automatic bid to an NCAA regional. An at-large bid, not a sure thing whatsoever, so the Panthers really do need to take care of business. I caught up with Coach Ryan Jacobs and All-MVC Panther catcher Emmy Wells earlier today to hear from them before the tournament and be able to bring it to you. Let's just start with Coach Jacobs. And the Panthers suffered a couple of losses here the past week of the season, last Wednesday at home to Iowa, and then on Sunday in the series finale of that three-game series at Bradley to end the regular season. But Coach Jacobs said that he liked how his team handled those two losses and really pointed out just how resilient, how confident they've been throughout this season.
Yeah, it was a long time. You know, the one thing, though, that got us to that long streak was the fact that our team was able to overcome a lot of different adversities throughout the year. And nothing huge, but just, you know, when they were faced with a challenge or something came up where, you know, it was unexpected, I've always really liked the way they've responded to those situations this year. And I look back for a perfect example was, you know, the opening weekend of conference, and we're at Southern Illinois, and we're down 9-2 in like the second inning. Mm-hmm. And you know, those are the kind of moments where you're like, "All right, we're going to find out what we're made of." And just to see the looks on their faces, the comments that they were making, and they never felt like they were out of it. And going up against a really good team and a great pitching staff, they weren't overwhelmed. They weren't afraid. They didn't give up. And you know, they found a way to win that game, and I think that just kind of gave them a really big boost of confidence to overcome something like that. But just to kind of see that throughout the year, you know, as we came down to the end of this regular season, you know, we did lose one to Iowa, we lost one to Bradley, and I kind of like it because we needed a little bit more adversity. We faced some adversity, but we hadn't kind of gotten beat, and so I liked how they responded to both of those losses. I'm excited to see how they bounce back and finish out the season here at the conference tournament.
Coach Jacobs, I asked him, I said, you know, that confidence that your team has and certainly earned throughout the regular season, you feel like that's got to be something that you can cash in here in the Missouri Valley Conference tournament if need be, right?
I hope so. You know, as athletes, I think we always tend to say, we go to, when things are tough, we always say, well, I lost my confidence. I lost, you know, I don't know how this team can lose their confidence after what they've done. Together as individuals, up and down the lineup, you know, every player on the team being a part of our success, I don't know how that can be the one thing going forward that if we don't have that, you know, I don't know what's gonna give them that confidence. They've done a great job with it all year, and just their resume speaks for itself. And hopefully, we can continue to keep the right mindset that even when things don't go our way, like confidence isn't something that we need to worry about. We should have built that up throughout the entire season.
Next thing I asked Coach Jacobs was, it was in part a question, but I said, you know, and hearing everything you have to say about your team's confidence and their resilience and being clutch, it seems like 1-9 in your lineup, or whether it's in the circle with your pitching staff, that you just have a team that they enjoy pressure. And he agreed, but then I found it very interesting how he got into what he called, what was it called? Hypactivity. You'll hear him talk about it here. My apologies for not explaining it any better. But basically, long story short, what he gets at here in the clip is how last Wednesday when the Panthers hosted the Iowa Hawkeyes and lost that game. It snapped their school record winning streak, that it was a really big crowd. It was one of the handful of times this entire season, just by nature of how softball works for most programs, that the Panthers had played in front of a large crowd. And I thought it was pretty interesting what he said about how it was something that, you know, they're having to address ahead of getting into the MVC tournament and then hopefully potentially another NCAA regional this year.
Yeah, I think they're all eager for those situations. And I think that's a product of our training and trying to put them in challenging situations all year long, where especially when we train them in practice, you know, we're always trying to challenge them. And once they figure things out and they get good at something, we change the rules on them and, you know, make them adjust and adapt again. I would say the one thing that we did learn in the game against Iowa, which is something I think we need to look at as a program across the board, is that, you know, that was a game that we hadn't been in that environment pretty much all year long, where there was a big crowd. There was a lot of people in the stands that hadn't seen us play yet, that people were excited to come out and see us play because of the long streak and everything like that. It was this packed house at Robinson Dresser, and we kind of got what I would say is called hype anxiety, where we hadn't been in those situations. We wanted to perform well. We didn't perform like we had been, and I think it was just because of the atmosphere. It wasn't because of the game itself. It wasn't because of our opponent. It was just we hadn't been in that environment, and saw it a little bit last year in the conference championship and in regionals, where, you know, we weren't bad, but we weren't the same team that played loose and free, and we got to find a way that we can get them in front of those kind of situations more often throughout the year. But, you know, typically the weather's not good. We're playing in front of just pretty much immediate family, mm-hmm. And the weather's not great, and we don't get those opportunities to prepare ourselves. So we got to find a way to do a better job of challenging them, finding those opportunities earlier in the season or throughout the season. And hopefully it's a challenge to administration and our fans to get out there and help us prepare in that aspect, because we can't simulate that. We can't get our team ready for those big environment situations ourselves. We need to have those created somehow. And we've got a great product on the field, and I hope we're able to promote it better and get those environments more often for our team.
Another one of the parts of the conversation with Coach Jacobs and catcher Emmy Wells today that stuck out was how the Panthers' ability to hit for power this season provoked their opponents to switch up midway through the regular season in conference play how they were pitching the Panthers. Here is Emmy Wells talking about having to make adjustments as a result of that.
I think that as the season went on, we had to be a little bit more selective. Teams started trying to get us to get ourselves out, I would say. I saw a lot of, like myself personally, I saw a lot of stitch pitches, trying to change up my eye level with the speed. So, like I said, that's something that we went back and during the week at our practices, we worked on it. And those are the adjustments that we just have to keep making to be successful.
Asked Coach Jacobs about his pitching staff, and he is not only excited about his ace, Kalen Packard, but says he thinks Sammy Heyer is a secret weapon for the Panthers headed into this MVC tournament.
I tell you what, I feel more confident about our pitching staff with Sammy Heyer and KP in the circle. You know, Sammy Heyer is kind of a secret weapon. You know, she's somebody that not very many teams, I think, are really focusing on or preparing for. So in that moment that we got to go to her, I feel more strongly than I ever have about making a move if we have to. And knowing that we're going to have somebody who can do just as good a job as KP and that nobody's really preparing for. So feel good about that situation from a pitching standpoint.
My thanks to Coach Jacobs and Emmy Wells for their time today. As I mentioned, you and I Panthers get it going on Friday at 11 at the Missouri Valley Conference Tournament. They begin in the semifinals. Two wins, and the Panthers can earn the automatic bid to an NCAA regional. All right, let's take this final timeout. NFL Network update, Dan Patrick's Above the Noise commentary, and then we'll come back and wrap up a Tuesday edition of the show. It's It's right after this.
I'm Bridget Condon with NFL Network Now and the Westwood One Radio Network. A Pro Bowl starting cornerback is now available in the free agent market after the Giants released James Bradbury Monday. Giants general manager Joe Shane says the move was strictly a financial one as it cleared nearly $10 million in cap space for the team. While Bradbury seeks his new home, Sony Michel appears to have already found one. NFL Network insider Ian Rappaport reports the former Patriot and Rams running back is signing with the Dolphins. Michel led the Super Bowl champs in rushing last season. Rappaport also reports the Ravens and free agent receiver Jarvis Landry have mutual interest in a potential deal. The five-time Pro Bowler was released by Cleveland in March. Baltimore has a need at receiver after trading Hollywood Brown to the Cardinals during the NFL draft. Aiden Hutchinson is now officially a Detroit Lion. The second overall pick in the draft signed his rookie deal Monday, a four-year, $35 million contract for the former Michigan defensive end. This has been NFL Network Now on the Westwood One Radio Network.
I always wanted to learn Spanish, but I never thought I'd have the time. Then I discovered Babbel.
Babbel's lessons are fun. They only take like 10 or 15 minutes, and in 3 weeks, presto, you're speaking another language, like magic.
I love that Babbel's lessons aren't just robots talking. They're voiced by native speakers, so you get the pronunciation just right.
If you want to learn a language, there's no faster, easier, better way than
Babbel.
Babbel.
Babbel. Go to Babbel.com to try for free. That's Babbel.com. Babbel.com.
One in five people will experience mental illness during their lifetime, and many spend months or years facing challenges before diagnosis. Soy Help from American Soybean Association and United Soybean Board is online at soygrowers.com and can help you seek professional support.
Text and work. Text and pretend to work. Text and act surprised when someone calls you out for not working.
Who, me?
Text and whatever. Just don't text and drive. Visit stoptextsstoprex.org. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
To protect his home and family from disaster, Steve used courage, wisdom, and his camera phone.
That should do it.
Way to go, Steve! By simply taking digital pictures of his family's important documents, Steve can always have them stored safely online, no matter when disaster strikes. Learn other simple ways to protect your home and family before a natural disaster at ready.gov. That's ready.gov. A message from FEMA and the Ad Council.
I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. College Athletics' new stance on name, image, and likeness and the new transfer portal guidelines have made the NCAA the wild, wild west. Every couple of weeks, you hear about a new player securing a lucrative NIL deal. That put college athletics under heavy scrutiny, and the NCAA had had enough. But instead of putting their foot down, the NCAA merely clarified the guidelines to NIL. They didn't add any rules or regulations. The NCAA claims a booster cannot offer an NIL contract in exchange for enrollment. But it would be naive to think the announcement will solve the issues of pay-for-play. Big-time recruits know major deals are coming, so basically, the NCAA's big announcement will just delay the process. That will allow schools to continue to dish out massive NIL contracts to whoever they see fit. So before people start celebrating an equal playing field, we need to remember the process just got a little longer. It wasn't fixed. I'm Dan Patrick, and this is Above the Noise. What is the ideal entertainment situation? The thrills of cinema mixed with all the comforts of home. Perfection that you can now own. Lovesac Sactionals with Stealth Tech. We're talking about the drama of Dolby Digital Surround Sound by Harman Kardon and the convenience of wireless charging, all seamlessly embedded inside the endlessly adaptable and infinitely cozy couches. Lovesac, SAC.com. Sactionals, the world's most adaptable couch, now with Lovesac Stealth Tech.
If you're in the market for a new home or your dream home, go with a lender you can count on for competitive rates. Over 300 loan products and thousands of loan consultants to help make sure you get the home and the mortgage that you want. Call now to see if you're pre-approved. 866-888-LOAN. 866-888-LOAN. Or go to LoanDepot.com. Loan Depot, where home means everything. Rates are subject to change. Equal housing opportunity lender. NMLS number 174457. Licensed in all 50 states.
Working from home or back in the office, don't miss a minute of Cole & Company. Just ask your smart speaker to play 1650 The Fan.
Welcome back for a final time on this Tuesday. Got to thank Waterloo East baseball coach Eric Jesse once again for joining today's show. Cubs baseball coming up tonight on The Fan as the West Coast swing continues. Nice win last night for the Cubs. The Professor Kyle Hendricks had class in session with 8 2/3 innings of shutout baseball. That was sure nice to see. They'll do it again all over tonight. Wade Miley makes his Cubs debut off the injured list. 8:05 the pregame, 8:40 first pitch. Keep your radio locked right here. Cubs baseball against the Padres tonight on The Fan.
You've been listening to Cole and Company, the Cedar Valley's maximum sports talk show. Heard afternoons from 5 to 6 on 1650 The Fan and the all-new 102 at 102.3 FM.